The views and opinions expressed on this show are of the sponsor, Great Southern Restaurants.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And you got it, we're going to be talking about downtown because Great Southern Restaurants is here this morning. Maria Goldberg is with us and Martha Ann Merrill. Can't wait to hear about everything that's happening. I know you've got a long list. I heard the promo.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
We got a lot to talk about.
We got a lot to talk about. But it's all good stuff. And I will say that for those of you that are listeners and you are expecting to have Taylor with me today, she is actually on a well-deserved vacation. And so Martha Ann Merrill is sitting in with me to help us tell you all the things that are going on downtown at the Great Southern Restaurants.
I can't wait to hear all of it.
Fantastic. Well, let's just get started because there is a lot. And I will preface, as we always do, we're going to tell you a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com.
Yes, ma'am.
You can find all of the information there, every menu, every phone number, how to make a reservation, greatsouthernrestaurants.com, and click on the news link.
Perfect.
So with that, let's get started.
First and foremost,
Restaurant Week. Yay!
Yay! Woo! Have fun.
It is always a ton of fun. For those of you that don't know, is that we, within the Great Southern Restaurants, we have 5 restaurants. And so we do Restaurant Week twice a year, once here in August and another at the end of January. And so what is it? Restaurant Week is all of our restaurants. The chefs each create a menu featuring 3 courses, 3 choices in each one of those courses, and we offer it for $33. What?
Wow.
3 courses. You get a choice of an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert for $33.
I'm in.
You can't
I'm
beat
sold.
That.
Yes.
You can't beat that. So here's what I would tell you too. So all the restaurants, this begins next Monday, August 11th, and goes through Sunday, August 17th.
Cool.
News tip. Atlas is usually closed on Sunday and Monday nights. They're going to be open next Sunday and Monday.
Perfect.
Also, Five Sisters is usually closed on Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be open.
Excellent.
Angelina's is usually closed on Sunday. Guess what? They're going to be open.
Excellent. And offering this fabulous
100%.
Price.
100%.
Yes.
So at each one of the restaurants, our regular menus will still be available.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, too, we're going to offer these Restaurant Week menus as an additional selection for you. So we are going to run through each one of the menus.
Okay,
so
I'm taking notes.
Hold on tight. All right, we're going to start with the Fish House.
Mm-hmm.
Appetizer, you get 3 choices. Hot smoked salmon dip, and that's going to be house-smoked salmon in goat cheese and dill cream. Topped with a butter cracker crumb and baked, served with warm pita chips. Next choice for appetizer is oysters motutake, and that's going to be Gulf Coast oysters baked with a white miso and sweet chili kewpie mayo sauce. Those are going to be toasted with garlic chili breadcrumbs. And then your third appetizer selection is going to be a summer watermelon caprese salad.
Mm.
And that's going to be creamy burrata on a salad of Florida watermelon, mozzarella pearls, heirloom tomato, cucumber, basil, and arugula. That's going to be tossed in a white balsamic vinaigrette, served with pecorino romano crisps, and drizzled with a little blackberry reduction balsamic.
I'm a little disappointed, Maria. I would expect a sample of every one of these
100%.
Menus.
100%.
You're going to talk about it like this. I am salivating already.
So
I'm drooling in the studio.
Those are just the appetizer selections.
That's not fair.
Then we go on to the entrees. And we've got chicken piccata, and that is going to be a Parmesan-crusted chicken breast over herb goat cheese whipped potatoes, sautéed baby green beans topped with mushroom caper butter sauce and crispy capers. Next choice for an entree is Creole mahi, and that's going to be a Cajun spice Gulf mahi filet on a bed of C&D millstone ground smoked Gouda grits, served with grilled local squashes and red onion. That's going to be topped with corn, tomato, and house-smoked Tasso lemon butter sauce. Then your third entree choice at the Fish House is a flat iron pepper steak, And that steak is going to be served over crispy bare rind potatoes and grilled broccolini. It's going to be topped with some sauteed bell peppers and onions, and then it's going to have a nice little white wine tomato gravy with it. So those are your entree choices. And then finally, your dessert choices are going to be a Black Forest cake, PB&J cheesecake, or a berry buckle, which is going to be a mixed berry cake with graham crumble, watermelon ice cream, with a little mojito glaze.
Stop it.
Right. So that is the Fish House. Good. And thanks to Chef Jason Hughes and our pastry chef, David Williams, who put that menu together for us. Again, you choose each one of those, one of each one of those, $33.
That's amazing.
100%. Martha Ann, what's going on over at Atlas?
Yes, at Atlas Oyster House, Chef Hughes has put together another amazing menu for us, and we have a choice of these three appetizers: the volcano chicken wings, which are marinated crispy chicken wings, creamy volcano chili sauce, sesame ginger pickled vegetables, toasted sesame, or Creole crawfish stuffed baked oysters. Gulf Coast oysters, creamy crawfish etouffee, gratin breadcrumbs, and crispy Louisiana crawfish tails, or a watermelon and feta salad, Florida watermelon, feta, fresh mint, watercress, pistachio duca, honey lime, za'atar dressing. And then for our entree, you get the choice of a cochinita pibil tacos, citrus marinated roasted pork, orange sauce, queso fresco, pickled red onion, habanero salsa, corn tortillas, roasted poblano rice, and slow simmer black beans.
Wow.
Jerk swordfish, which is spice rubbed Gulf swordfish filet, coconut ginger rice, fried plantains, jicama slaw, mango pepper jelly, and citrus mojo glaze, or a flat iron steak, charbroiled Angus flat iron, herb roasted fingerling potatoes, grilled asparagus, mushroom, bourbon demi-glaze. And then your choice of dessert, catch these, I mean, amazing. Blackberry baklava cheesecake, local blackberries, toasted almond, vanilla cheesecake, phyllo crust, and cardamom honey, or bananas foster banana pudding, banana cream pudding, vanilla wafers, brulee banana, rum caramel, or cookies and cream creme brulee.
Whoa. Okay, now I'm getting
gluten-free chocolate cookie-infused custard, vanilla sugar crust, and chocolate satin sauce.
Okay, we may have to this because I can feel the pounds coming on and I haven't even tasted anything yet. I'm gaining 10 pounds just listening to this show.
So that is Fish House and Atlas. And remember, for the two of those, we are walk-in only. So both of those menus will be available at each restaurant along with our regular menu. Then we go over to Jackson's. Jackson's, we take reservations, make them. This is a busy, busy week. Lots of people take advantage of this. So you can make your reservations at Jackson's by calling 850-469-9898 or going on to the Jackson's website, jacksonsrestaurant.com. Just click on the reservation link and it'll take you right to Open Table and you can make your reservation there. So Chef Irv Miller and our chef de cuisine, Jeremiah Taylor, have put together a great menu at Jackson's. Again, you get three choices of an appetizer. And the first is an albondiga, and that is breaded, browned, and simmered chicken meatball with risotto milanese, lemon butter sauce, capers, shallots, garlic, and parsley. Or a crab croustade, which is jumbo lump crab, and that's going to be in a pastry shell with bottom mushrooms, dry sherry cream sauce, and fresh chives. And then we also always offer our special featured salad as an appetizer. Then for entrees, the conquistador, which is going to be shortcut toasted spaghetti, ground Mexican chorizo, summer squash, corn off the cob, roasted Roma tomatoes, toasted red chilies, queso fresco, lime, charred jalapeno, avocado crema, and micro cilantro. And then we always do our tornados, which are penne meat medallions with a potato mash, roasted snip-top carrots, Florida mushroom demi-glace, and then a Gulf Coast catch. And that's going to be whatever is the freshest catch. And that's going to be with orzo pasta salad, baked heirloom tomatoes, cucumber, red onion, dry sherry, red wine vinegar, extra virgin olive oil, and a navel orange beurre blanc.
Wow, if you just joined us. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, with our friends from Great Southern Restaurants, Maria and Martha Ann, talking about the fabulous menus that are happening for Restaurant Week. Unfortunately, our text line is not working this morning, so we're not able to take questions.
Oh, no.
However, I'll ask a lot of questions.
Fantastic, fantastic.
As I make noises over here listening to all this amazing food.
But, fantastic.
So go ahead, tell us more.
Absolutely. So finally, the dessert choices that are available at Jackson's during Restaurant Week are going to be the chocolate pecan tart, the baked fresh berry crisp, or a Freestone half peach. So again, pick one of each one of those, $33.
That's incredible.
Three courses at Jackson Steakhouse.
That's incredible.
It is.
Do it. Don't delay.
Yeah.
Do it.
But you need to make reservations, yes?
Yes. Jackson's takes reservations, again, 850-469-9898, or go to our website, jacksonsrestaurant.com, and click on the reservation link.
And the dates for the restaurant week are this coming Monday through Sunday.
That 17th, is correct.
11th through 17th. So you surely should make your reservations today. I wouldn't wait.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Not for this deal.
No. Martha Ann, what's going over at 5?
Yes. If you wanted to head over to Five Sisters for Restaurant Week, Chef John Rich has prepared a wonderful menu, and you get a choice of appetizers of flatbread pizza, marinara sauce topped with mozzarella, sautéed spinach, and grilled chicken, or calamari fried golden and served with a sweet chili sauce, or their smoked salmon croquettes served with house-made remoulade sauce. The entrees, you get a choice of Five Sisters fried mullet served on top of a bed of rice grits topped with lemon butter hot sauce, or Chef Josh's barbecue bowl, which is Five Sisters mac and cheese topped with sautéed onions, smoked brisket, mushrooms, and finished with scallions and a barbecue drizzle, or redfish pontchartrain, blackened and served over three cheese grits. And for dessert, you get a choice of chocolate chip brownie a la mode.
Stop it.
Lemon dessert bar. I love lemon dessert bars. Or chocolate lava cake.
Oh my God.
At Five Sisters for $33 a person.
Okay, now I'm getting goosebumps.
Okay, well, we've got one more.
Oh, my gosh.
We've got one
We're
more.
Not done. I'm just going to have to go to every single restaurant every night of next week.
You know,
yes.
That's not a bad
you know
idea.
What? A lot because of people do.
I think that'd be so cool because a lot of times I don't try different places, but I could go to every restaurant, $33,
100%.
And try a fabulous menu.
100%.
I'm in.
And truthfully, people do, and that's what makes it kind of fun, is that everybody gets an
August adventure.
Yes. Great night to go out.
Yes.
Well, so over to Angelina's, again, another one of our restaurants that does take reservations. Five Sisters does not, but Angelina's and Jackson's do. And you can make yours by going to angelinaspensacola.com and, again, click on the reservation link. So Chef Ian Gillette has put together a great menu along with our pastry chef, Maxine Casper. And the three appetizer choices are going to be grilled summer vegetable salad, and that's going to have charred zucchini, yellow squash, roasted peppers, goat cheese, all over arugula with a lemon herb dressing and crispy capers, or a local peach bruschetta, and that's going to be grilled sourdough with a little bit of honey ricotta, prosciutto, fresh peach, balsamic glaze, and a little olive oil on top, or the sweet corn bisque, and that's going to be topped with charred corn, smoked bacon, and basil.
Yum.
Entree choices are going to be a grilled swordfish with salsa verde.
Oh, I love swordfish.
Oh, it's so good. With a little salsa verde, and that's going to be over some creamy polenta with a local vegetable ragu.
Wow.
Chicken milanese, which is crispy breaded chicken cutlet, herb butter sauce, charred lemon, arugula salad with a little pickled fennel, cherry tomatoes, and shaved parm. And then ravioli a la Sorrentina, and that is going to have lemon, basil, ricotta all stuffed in there, then some tomato sauce, fresh lemon on top, and some basil. And then dessert choices are going to be the seasonal gelato, which is actually going to be fresh peach and fior di latte, or the summer panna cotta, or the Angelina's olive oil cake, which is delicious.
I've never had that.
Olive oil cake. You would think, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
taste
what is
it,
that?
It is delicious. It is so moist because of the olive oil.
Sure.
Just a little something for you out there.
Okay. I'm willing to experiment.
Well, this is the best time.
Yes.
So again, that is Restaurant Week that is going on at Great Southern Restaurants at the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters. And it starts next Monday and goes through the following Sunday. And again, all these menus, if you go on to greatsouthernrestaurants.com and click on the news link, it'll take you here. All the menus are there, who takes reservations, who doesn't, the phone numbers, all that kind of good stuff. And again, note that Angelina's, Five Sisters, and Atlas are going to have some extra hours that they're open that they normally are not.
Oh, that's so great.
Starts at 5 o'clock each one of those nights. So
excellent.
That is what we've got going on. Really, that is our big thing for the month. We've got a couple other things out there that we want to mention to you.
Okay, what you got?
Martha Ann, you want to talk about what's going on over at Jackson's?
Absolutely. Every year we proudly celebrate Julia Child's birthday, which is Friday, August 15th.
Oh, just a little wine.
Look at you. That's awesome. And this year, on the 15th, Chef Irv has prepared a couple of her special recipes, including for our lunch, because Jackson's is open on Fridays for lunch, only on Fridays. And so he is preparing her Niwa salad for lunch. And then at dinner, you will have the Niwa salad as well as the beef bourguignon.
Bourguignon.
Yeah, so that is really special. We love to celebrate her every year. So if that's something you're interested in, give us a call or go to the website, jacksonsrestaurant.com, make a reservation.
So just to put it in perspective, next Friday at Jackson's, we are going to have our regular standard dinner menu.
Right.
We're going to have our restaurant week menu.
Yes.
And then we're also going to have the Julia Child features.
Wow.
All of that going on. Jackson's is going to be hopping.
Yes. Sounds fantastic.
It'll be a great week coming up. So more information about that on the website. And then just a few more things while we've got some time to let you know what we've got going over at Angelina's. We are doing a great dinner event, a food and wine event, and it is going to be on Thursday, October 21st at 5:30. It is
August 21st.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, August
21st. Okay, I was going, we're in October.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
We've got a lot in October, too.
No, it's
we
okay.
We better too.
Listening to these menus, I get it, right?
Thank you. No, it's Thursday, August 21st at 5:30. And it is going to be a festive Ferragosto celebration. So what is Ferragosto? What is Ferragosto?
Yeah.
It is something that happens over in Italy, and it is a celebration of the end of summer and the end of summer harvest, and it's hot.
Fun.
And all the fresh produce is now been harvested. And so these Ferragosto celebrations are big things to do at the end of summer, just to say, hey, it's the end of summer.
I love this.
Everything's been harvested. Let's sit down and have a great meal and enjoy the fruits of our labor.
I think Pensacola should adopt this festival.
100%.
And we are, aren't we?
We are. On August 21st.
There you go. That works for me.
So Chef Ian Gillette has prepared a fantastic menu. We've got some great wines to go along with it. Again, things to make you feel relaxed, a little cool, and just to enjoy the end of the season. So to start with, he is going to offer Gulf shrimp stuffed blossoms with ricotta, lemon, and basil.
Mm.
Lightly fried and served with a little chili oil and basil. And that is going to be paired with an extra brut Prosecco. Correct. Then the second course is going to be a fresh choifi pasta, and that's going to be tossed with basil pesto, burrata, toasted pine nuts, and it's going to be finished with an extra virgin Tuscan olive oil. And that is going to be paired with a great wine from Sardinia. Then we move on to the next course, which is char-grilled octopus with gigante beans, roasted sweet peppers, and an herb vinaigrette. See, again, very light.
I don't think I've ever had octopus before.
It's calamari.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Calamari.
Yeah, of course. Okay. I was just thinking,
but
okay.
It's grilled and it's delicious.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And then again, you have the sweet red peppers. Harvest and then the integrate. It's just a very nice light dish, and that's going to be paired with a beautiful Sauvignon Blanc. Secondly, we are going to have a crispy skin chicken thigh served over Sicilian campanata. And campanata is a mix of things. It's eggplant, onions, bell pepper, celery, tomato, olives, caper.
Wow.
And again, those are again fresh harvest things, and it's going to be served over grilled polenta. And it's going to have a little bit of some chicken au jus just on top of that, which is going to be beautiful. And that's going to be paired with a great wine from Sicily. And then the dessert is going to be house-made Meyer lemon sorbet with a candied zest.
Wow.
So that's going to be a really great dinner. And that's another one where we take reservations for. In fact, reservations are a must.
Uh-huh.
And
the name of the festival again?
Ferragosto Celebration. And that is going to be five courses along with four wines. Dinner is $150 per person plus tax and gratuity. And you can make your reservations. In fact, we just checked out it yesterday, and we are 3/4 of the way full. So
kidding. Wow.
Yes.
It's only August 5th, 6th right now.
Right. Well, these are great events, and it's a chance to do something different. But you can make your reservation by giving us a call at 850-542-8398, or you can go on to the Angelina's website, which is angelinaspensacola.com. Angelina's, all E's. There's no I in there. A-N-G-E-L-L-E-N-A. Angel Lena.
L-E-N-A. Okay, yeah, we got to make sure we
Angel,
get that.
Angel, L-E-N-A, Pensacola.com.
Okay.
So go on to the website. You can make your reservations there. You can see the full menu. along with all the great wines that are going to be paired for that dinner. So again, that is on Thursday, August 21st at 5:30 at Angelina's. So.
Sounds fantastic.
We're just, you know, it's summer. We're chilling. Taking it easy.
I'm afraid to see you when it's busy, although I know already what that's like. Unbelievable. Fantastic. I love this festival idea. This is really neat.
It's the first time that we've done it, and it is.
Oh,
is
it? Okay.
It's something that is celebrated all over in the different regions of Italy. And we thought, you know what? That would be a really cool thing to bring to Pensacola. So we're going to give it a go. And it sounds like, as I said, reservations are going quickly. So it sounds like people are wanting to do something like this. So
fantastic.
We're very excited.
All right. Well, we're talking with Maria and Martha Ann with Great Southern Restaurants, talking all about the Ferragosto Festival coming up on the 21st, and then the Restaurant Week. If you might maybe want to go over that, or we've only got a few minutes left. What would you like to mention?
You know what is that, Martha Ann? Talk a little bit about your cooking classes.
Yes, at Jackson's, I host the cooking classes with Chef Irv Miller that have been 15 plus years. Been doing that.
15 years.
They're so much fun, and it's the third Wednesday of every month except for the month of December, and we have two classes, a 5 p.m. and a 7:30 p.m. class, and it's not an interactive class in terms of where you actually are doing the cooking, but you are sitting and watching Chef Irv prepare them, and then you get four tastings plus a dessert. And when I say tasting, these are, people leave with like doggy bags, with a bag. You can't even finish it. The food's incredible, and we still have some spots in some of our classes, so please, you can contact me at MarthaAnn@goodgrits.com or call me at 850-777-0412 if you would like to attend. We have a class in 2 weeks from today, in August 20th. The theme is A Taste of Tradition, and so he's going to prepare some recipes in that, he says, in the somewhere south, such as Alabama, Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Florida.
Oh, those traditions. Should be interesting.
Yes, and then in September, our class is on September 17th, and the theme is Real and Rustic.
Oh.
In October 15th, actually, our chef, Jeremiah Taylor, will be filling in for that one, and he is doing a tapas theme. So if you love tapas, what's going to be that theme, and you get a white and a red wine for each of these events as well, and they're $55 per person plus tax and gratuity. And then November, we have November 19th, Feasting Through the Season is the theme. So again, those classes are 5 and 7:30, so it's 5 to 6:30 and 7:30 to 9, and they are so much fun. They fill up every single month. We send out our semesters 6 months at a time. So if that is something you're interested, please contact me or go to our website, jacksonsrestaurant.com, and click on the link. We would love to have you there.
Wow. I don't know who would be more fun for, the actual visitors, the guests, or the chefs.
They
must love
a blast.
Doing this, right?
It's so much fun. It really is.
Because how often do they get a chance to showcase their skills and just kind of with close friends and sitting around
and
being at their house?
Exactly. You can talk to him. A lot of people go up and watch him do it, ask him questions. Oh, and you also receive a recipe book of the recipes that night that I put together, and everybody can take it home if you want to recreate it at home. So
this is great.
It's really fun.
I love this.
Yes.
Also, a little fun fact, just if you go onto our website, greatsouthernrestaurants.com, and if you click on the restaurant link and you scroll through the toolbar, there's a little link called a recipes, and there are a ton of recipes that Chef Irv and others have done throughout the course and history of Great Southern Restaurants.
Really?
Right. So if you click on that recipe link, it'll take you through, let's see, how many do we have? I think we have 327 recipes.
No kidding.
That are on that link on our website.
They need to do a cookbook.
So, Chef Irv, funny you should mention, has two.
I know,
he has two cookbooks. He has a one called Panhandle to Pan, and then another, which is Gulf Coast Oysters.
Nice.
And both of those are available where? At greatsouthernrestaurants.com. And you click on the shop link, and on that shop link are the cookbooks and also gift cards and t-shirts. And also, too, you can purchase those cookbooks at the restaurant or at our gift shop at the Fish House.
This is fabulous. Everything that you've talked about this morning, I'm in. Everything.
Yay!
Yes. I really think I need to go to one restaurant a night all next week. and try it all out.
Because they're all so different, too.
I know,
which is
that's
so
the thing.
Neat.
Yes. And great chefs at each one of them.
Amazing.
I think this is a win-win all the way around.
Well, we love it. Again, go to greatsouthernrestaurants.com for more information.
All right, Maria, Martha Ann, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Taylor.
We missed you. I hope you're having fun on vacay. And greatsouthernrestaurants.com. And you can also listen to this on our podcast page at newsradio923.com and hear these beautiful voices describing these delicious dishes. I'm so hungry. It's not fair.
Thank
Thank
you, Meg.
Thank you.
All right.